Coming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO, and it's time for the Corporate Farmer Program. And with us on the live line, a brand new year, and we've got Chad Hansen with us. Hey, Chad.
How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm loving it. Here we are in January. You just never know, do you? You turn the calendar and you get some rain, you get some sleet, you get some snow, thunder, lightning.
I know. I thought maybe the building was being attacked or something there for a few minutes. I didn't know what was going on. Look out the window and all that kind of ice hitting the ground. It definitely is a weird way to bring in 2023 for sure.
Yeah, so true. So very, 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 very true. But, we got through 22 okay, and we're kind of launching that new start into the new year. You and I were both talking before going on. I think we've probably had enough football. I mean, we had a lot of football games this last weekend.
Yeah, I never thought I'd say that, but, whatever it's been, 4 or 5 straight days of it, it does get old, I guess, after a while, probably like anything. Too much of a good thing can get old, and now a few days off, probably not the worst thing for most of us fans. There'll be plenty of action coming up next weekend with the final week there of the NFL and national championship game and all that kind of stuff. But, I know it's... It's almost like gorging yourself on food over the holidays. You need a break and get back to things. And long weekend like that, I'm sure everybody was anxious to get back to the office. And I know my kids looking forward to school. Haha, they probably were so happy to have that call this morning that they get another day. So it's it feels weird starting the week on a Tuesday for sure. And then with everything else we've got as far as weather, but 2023, kicking that off, and we've talked about a few of the changes in the tax rules. I think the biggest one for this year is going to be, things going on in the state of Iowa with our government down there looking at trying to lower the income tax rates. We kick off 2023 with fewer tax brackets. We go from 9 and a top rate of 8.53 for 2022 to 4 brackets for 2023 and a top rate of 6%. So, it's always nice to start the year with lower tax rates, even if it's just for the Iowa returns. And then, they are kind of targeting decreases over the next several years until they reach a flat rate of 3.9 in 2026. So we also talked, I think it's probably been a few months ago when this was passed, about another significant thing for our farmers for 2023 when it comes to their Iowa returns is that decision that they're going to have to make on the exemption for retirement income for those that are renting out their farms. If they've been an active farmer for 10 or more years and they rent out the farm, they can elect to treat that rental income as retirement income and thereby being exempt on state income taxes on that, which is a big deal. The thing that they're trading off is the capital gains exclusion for Iowa as well, which has always exempted the capital gains on property that they farmed for 10 or more years and decided to sell, and so they won't pay capital gains in the state of Iowa on that income. And so, you really got to look at, do I intend to, or am I considering selling farm ground to, create a retirement kind of stream for myself? And if that's the case, then that might be the better decision for you to kind of keep that in your back pocket versus taking advantage of the short-term solution, which would be to exempt the rental income. So for those farmers in the listening area. Obviously, Iowa tax is something that's a consideration for them, and that's one or two, I guess, significant changes that we're looking at here in Iowa for 23.
Yeah, and you know, I think we've talked a little bit too about you know, like some positive feelings, maybe even going into the next year, and kind of hang your hat on some of those positive things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously we've had a good run last year. Was a pretty good year this year. You know, it always seems like the way that we view things from a farm financial situation or from a tax situation is always kind of 1 year lagging behind. And so we had pretty good yields and the prices have kind of held pretty strong. So, you know, the expectation is that 23 is going to be, you know, another good year financially for our farmers. I think the one thing that has got everybody kind of holding their breath is, like, everybody else, we've seen inflation kind of take hold and costs of inputs and things have really creeped up, obviously, you know, with some of our implement manufacturers. We've seen some pretty significant increases in price, maybe 20-25% on some of those. And so, you know, things look good in the short term because we've had good yields and prices, but that all can change pretty quickly. So everybody, you know, is kind of in a similar boat, I think, to our non-farmers in that, you know, we've seen interest rates climb and inflation stuff. We've all kind of check that belt to see if we need to kind of tighten it up just a little bit and restrict a little bit of the spending and be prepared, you know, for the unknown going forward. And so, you know, that's always things that we're talking about when we, you know, are having our end of the year meetings and looking into the future a little bit and what we kind of might expect or what we want to prepare for. And so, you know, as advisors there, those are things that we want to keep our clients focused, you know, obviously at the task at hand, but also be able to look a little bit ahead into that crystal ball to kind of determine what decisions they need to be making to kind of keep themselves moving forward.
Now, you mentioned what you can kind of plan for right there, and I know getting into this time of year, you guys really get focused on taxes and so forth and working with your clients. And I know there's some people out there that that just didn't quite get it done this last year and getting in touch with you. I would assume this would be a good time of year to just jump on board and get started right from the first of the year.
Yeah, I mean, really, obviously it's the best time of the year to kind of start something different. You know, you kind of look at this time of the year for a lot of people making New Year's resolutions, and maybe they're going to work out or join a gym or do something to kind of change their habits. And it's no different when it comes to bookkeeping and planning and stuff. And quite honestly, you know, I had a few phone calls and messages, emails over the weekend from people that are kind of needing to make a change and make an adjustment in their operation. And also, you know, we're seeing a pretty big drop off in some of the professionals, unfortunately, in our area when it comes to those that are offering tax services. You know, we're an aging, you know, area in general. And so a lot of those people that have been doing tax and accounting work for many, many years are kind of at that stage of life where they want to kind of start to simplify and reduce their workload. And obviously they've done well and want to enjoy a little bit of life while they can. And so, you know, we've had several in and around North Iowa that have kind of been indicating to their clients that this might be the last year, or maybe they're not even going to do it for 2023. So been interesting times for sure. You know, so whether people are wanting a change or they're being forced into a change, it's definitely been a little bit of both this year. And so that's a nice opportunity for you to kind of start fresh and look at, you know, maybe some different services than you have, you know, had offered to you in the past. And so, you know, a lot of those phone calls have been from people that just feel like they're getting a little overwhelmed with the paperwork and, oh, all the junk that goes along with having employees and needing to stay in compliance in different areas of their business. And so, obviously, you know, we've welcomed some new people and looking forward to kind of help them get started in the new year on the right foot.
Yeah, you have welcomed some new folks, and that's a great thing. Not only as clients, but, you know, certainly through the years you've, you know, added some wonderful people on your staff as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, for us, we've kind of gone through some of those things. Not in the most, you know, recent here, but over the last probably 5 years, you know, had some people that had an opportunity to retire and you know, bring in some kind of new blood. And fortunately, we've been able to, you know, bring in new blood to us, but they bring a lot of experience and stuff with them. And so that's obviously a huge benefit to us. And, you know, when you get new clients and they're kind of starting fresh, I think it's an opportunity for them to kind of ask some questions that maybe have been maybe a little scared or apprehensive about asking, and just kind of get a different perspective on things. And, you know, as you're trying to push your business forward, I think it's always important to, you know, kind of get different opinions, different ideas, different ways of doing things, and you know, not be afraid to kind of, you know, challenge yourself and make changes in order to kind of better your business and your operation. So, you know, that's something that I always enjoy is working with those new clients that kind of just maybe have been not getting as much of the advice and direction that they felt like, you know, they wanted in the past, and now feel like that they're going to start things, you know, in a different way and kind of have their eyes open just to, you know, some of the advice and direction and things that are out there. And that's one thing that's unique, you know, about us is just, you know, not only the vast number of farm clients that we work with, but you and I have talked about, you know, just kind of the areas that we cover and how much diversity there is in some of those farm businesses, whether it be, you know, straight row crop or livestock and some of the different things that they may get involved with, some succession planning and bringing in kids to the operation. And, you know, it's just always nice to be able to deal with some of those issues that come up with our clients and have experience in dealing with them, you know, many different types of circumstances. And so you can bring a lot of that experience to the table and help your clients maybe not make some of the same mistakes or else, you know, get their questions answered, you know, and make it a little bit easier process for them because of, you know, the people that you work with and the experiences that that you've seen with your clients in the past. So those are some really, you know, neat things that our staff and myself bring to the table, and I think it's helping our clients be in a better place and make a lot better decisions.
Yeah, you've dealt with a lot of different people doing different things. I mean, you're right. When you talk about the farming area, it's not just corn and beans anymore. There are a lot of new crops out there that these farmers are talking with you about.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it doesn't mean that it's just some of the accounting and tax stuff. Sometimes, you know, people just wanting to kind of know more about it. They might read something in a farm magazine or hear something on the radio and, you know, wonder if we've got somebody else that's kind of tried that or have they had success? What are their thoughts on it? And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we may not have necessarily expertise in ourselves, but just from staying on top of what our clients are doing and listening to them talk a little bit about their operations and how things work. It's neat to see all the changes, you know, that go on in agriculture, see so much with technology, obviously, when it came to, you know, thinking about having a tractor that pretty much steered itself. That seemed pretty foreign. And I know, you know, those non-farmers that are probably listening today, they kind of hear about these cars that are going to drive themselves and things and think, oh, that can never work. But that's the same thing that we thought when it was introduced, you know, with this steering system and stuff in the tractors. And now, you know, where that technology has gone and how amazing it is, how accurate it is, you know, when they're planting and stuff, to be able to put that seed, you know, exactly, you know, where you want it. And, you know, it has really benefited, obviously, in yields and performance that, you know, probably didn't expect at the time when that technology was coming out. But that's just part of it. Some of it is some of the techniques and things that are, you know, used. And obviously, you know, there's some areas of the country where it makes more sense when you start talking about some of the no-till type practices and things like that. So it's something that's always evolving. It's a science. There's no doubt. I mean, I think we all grew up thinking of farming as just being, you know, sweat and, you know, hard work and some of those things. But, you know, it is definitely a science. It's something where you've got to experiment a little bit every day and make some changes to improve your yields and your operation and take advantage of some of the, you know, research and everything that's going on around you. And I think that parlays pretty good back to even in the office as far as experimenting with some changes, and that's what we're talking about here for some of those people that, you know, are going to look at starting 23 with maybe getting more serious about their bookkeeping and having some of that information at their fingertips so that they can make better decisions on the farm.
See, and I just thought farming was Chad Hansen tossing bales.
Those days are over for me. I think I got too many of those aches and pains and bad knees. And as my grandpa used to say, you know, there's only two things that kept him out of the NFL was bad knees and no talent. So I inherited both. So,
Chad, if somebody wants to get started with Corporate Farmer, or just they need a few questions answered about how the whole process can work, they can set up an appointment with you guys real easy, can't they?
Yeah, just give us a call, 800-472-6931, or you can always check us out online at corporatefarmer.com.
Chad, thanks a bunch. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Tim.
You bet. That's the president of Corporate Farmer. That's Chad Hansen, everybody, on AM 1300, KGLO.